Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaders, friends, and neighbors in our community. IBEWLU126.com.
Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. KYW News Time, 8 o'clock.
For Pennsylvania Attorney General.
You'll often hear the media shorthand Pennsylvania Attorney General as the state's top cop. We love it when words rhyme. Sorry. This elective office is the top cop, but that doesn't tell the whole story. Far from it. Well, sure, the person in this position is the Commonwealth's chief prosecutor, overseeing hundreds of public sector lawyers and investigators, teams tackling drug trafficking, child predators, corruption, organized crime, and other offenses. But the attorney general can have a significant impact on daily life in ways you might not expect. They play a crucial role in protecting people from fraud, deceptive business practices, and unsafe products. The AG enforces laws related to employment rights, fair lending practices, utility service, charities, nonprofits, and the environment. They may take a stand on social issues and influence public policy. So, more than just a top cop. To get the job, first, you gotta be top of the crop in the Pennsylvania primary. Less than a week from today, and it is that very competitive race we are here to help sort out. I'm Ian Bush. Over this hour, we will hear from the Democrats who want to be Attorney General as they try to win your vote. Now, we tried to organize a debate between the Republicans, but the party-backed candidate for that race declined our offer. Still, you will hear the voices of the two top GOP candidates in this program. You can weigh their responses against the Dems ahead of the face-off in November. With us this morning, Eugene DePasquale, an adjunct professor at the University of Pittsburgh, former state auditor general. He joins us on Zoom. Joe Kahn, an attorney and former Bucks County solicitor. Jared Solomon, a member of the State House representing part of the Northeast and a defense lawyer for the Pennsylvania National Guard. Jack Stolsteimer, the Delaware County District Attorney, and soon to join us, we're told, is Keir Bradford Gray, an attorney in Philadelphia and former chief public defender in the city. We are going to kick things off with each candidate pitching you directly in a 60-second opening statement. Now, we had them pick from a bag of numbered Goldenberg's peanut chews to determine who goes first. The peanut chew has spoken, and it is Joe Kahn up first.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Joe Kahn. First of all, thank you for having us here. And I am running to be our next attorney general to continue my fight to keep Pennsylvanians safe, not just from crime, but also corruption and attacks on our rights. I was born and raised right here in Philadelphia. I grew up in the Northeast because my parents got together and a Muslim immigrant fell in love with a Catholic nurse. The place to raise their kids was a Jewish neighborhood. And that's where I learned to stand up for everyone. That's what I've been doing for 24 years. First here in Philadelphia in the district attorney's office, taking on violent crime before taking that fight to the U.S. attorney's office, where I took on not just crime, but corruption. I then moved to civil justice and took on the opioid companies and other corporations whose bad behavior harms communities across Pennsylvania. And that's the work that took me up to Bucks County, where I became the county solicitor defending the rights that are at stake in this election. The right to abortion, the right to a clean environment, and when it came under attack, our right to vote. Those are the rights that are at stake in this election, and that's why I'm running. I'm Joe Kahn, and I want to be our next attorney general.
Joe, thank you. Next up is Eugene DePasquale.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you. Eugene DePasquale, and I want to be your attorney general. Recently endorsed by the Philadelphia Inquirer because I have a pattern of taking on tough fights and winning, including running statewide twice and winning twice, including once when Trump was on the ballot. But I want to start off by telling people about myself personally. I know struggle. My dad was shot twice in Vietnam, wounded, and eventually became addicted to painkillers as a result of that. He started dealing and was incarcerated for 10 and a half years in the federal penal system. So I've seen both sides of the criminal justice system. I also know what it's like to struggle because my brother Anthony had muscular dystrophy. Because of that, we never had health insurance when we were kids. When he passed away from complications with muscular dystrophy, we had to take out loans to pay for the funeral. My dad even had to come to the funeral in shackles. So this will let you know that I know exactly what so many Pennsylvanians are going through when it comes to struggle with addiction, when it comes to financial struggles. I want to be your attorney. I want to take on those tough fights to win. My name is Eugene D. Pasquale, and I ask for your vote, and thank you for tuning in today.
Thank you, sir. Jack Stolsteimer up next.
Good morning, and thank you to KYW for hosting this forum. Again, my name is Jack Stolsteimer. I'm the District Attorney of Delaware County. I am uniquely qualified to be Pennsylvania's top cop because I am Delaware County's top cop as the only elected prosecutor in this field in the Democratic primary. In my work in the last 4 years in Delaware County, I've been able to balance the need for criminal justice reform. I've reduced our county prison population by 40%, and at the same time have improved public safety. Many of you know that in the city of Chester, a place that's very special to me because it's the place my mother first lived as a free person in this world, when she came to this country as a 15-year-old Ukrainian refugee from a Nazi slave labor camp. I built a partnership in the city of Chester between the community and the police that have reduced the number of shootings by 72% and the number of gun homicides by 68%. That's the work I want to do in all 67 counties in Pennsylvania. That's why I'm running to be Attorney General of Pennsylvania. My name is Jack Stolsteimer, and I would appreciate your support.
Jack, thank you. Jared Solomon.
Ian, thank you. KYW, thank you so much for hosting. Our rights are on the ballot in this 2024 election, and we all know it. With Trump coming into Pennsylvania as a Republican nominee, he brings all of his special interests who are going to be threatening our most foundational fundamental rights, like abortion access and the sacred right to vote. We need a fighter. I learned my fight from my mom, special ed teacher in Northeast Philly, single mom who raised me above my great-grandparents' butcher shop. That fight taught me, as I took that fight to my neighborhood to bring back a neighborhood in Northeast Philly that had been left behind. I took that fight and stood up to corporations as a securities and antitrust lawyer. And I took them all on, fighting corporate elites, special interests, political power brokers, to make sure to hold them accountable for us here in Pennsylvania. And then I brought the fight for my country in the United States Army and now in the National Guard. That's the type of fight we need to push back Trump and extremists who are coming to Pennsylvania.
Jared, thank you. And again, we're still waiting on Keir Bradford Gray to join us. So we will move on with our debate ground rules. Our panel will pose questions or prompts for you to explain your reasoning. You'll be given a time limit. You may not pose questions to the other candidate unless we specify, no interrupting each other, and we on the panel have the final say. Joining me asking the questions, it's our community impact reporter, Raquel Williams, and our suburban bureau chief, Jim Melwert. Raquel is going to start us off with a topic that's top of mind for many of our listeners, both in the city and in the suburbs, the gun violence crisis in Philadelphia.
Good morning. As the state's top law enforcement officer, what specifically will you do that will result in fewer shootings and homicides in Philadelphia? Each candidate has 30 seconds to respond. We'll begin with Jack Stolsteimer.
Well, as I mentioned in my opening, first of all, thank you for the great question. As I mentioned in my opening, this is the work I've been doing in Delaware County as the elected district attorney, and before that as a federal prosecutor in the city of Philadelphia. The strategy is called focused deterrence. There's about 27 years worth of evidence to prove that it works. We've done it with incredible integrity in the city of Chester. Bringing the community and the police together, we focus on the 1% of people who commit 75 to 80% of the shootings, and we offer them a carrot and a stick. They've taken us up on it. We've reduced the number of shootings by 72% over the last 4 years. I'll do that in every community in Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Jared Solomon.
Let me tell you about what we've done in Northeast Philadelphia. We've taken an expanded view of what safety means in communities. First, it means enforcement, investment, protection from special interests. On enforcement, we located the new police district next to a mental health provider to provide the diversionary programs people need. On investment, we've done the investment on business corridors and the like to bring crime down. And protection from special interests, driving money to the gun violence task force to get illegal ghost guns off of our street. Expanded view of safety is what we need in Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Joe Kahn.
Thanks for the question. I think as Attorney General, I would begin with the same approach I used 17 years ago when I was a federal prosecutor addressing the same question in Southwest Philadelphia, where we had an escalating rate of gun violence. And what we did is take a step back, looked behind the arrests and statistics to understand that it was a small group of people responsible for most of the violence. And by working with the community, we brought agencies together, we brought team members together, we intervened with arrest, and then we worked our way up the system to solve unsolved homicides and to shut down gun trafficking that was happening in the community.
Joe, thank you.
We could do that on a statewide level.
Thank you. Eugene DePasquale.
Yes, this issue is personal to me because I saw what happened to my dad, who was a victim of gun violence. Granted, that was in Vietnam, but still a victim. We need to get illegal ghost guns off the street. We need to crack down on dealers that sell guns illegally. We need to hold them punishable to the fullest extent of the law. But we also need to focus on suicide. 2/3 of all firearm deaths in Pennsylvania are the result of suicide. We need to get people the mental health help they need and push for red flag laws that get guns out of people that are in danger of shooting themselves or someone else. We need to take a comprehensive approach to reduce gun violence,
Eugene,
both in
you.
Philadelphia and the broader region.
Thank you. Good morning, Keir Bradford Gray. I will repeat the question. As the state's top law enforcement officer, what specifically will you do that will result in fewer shootings and homicides in Philadelphia? You have 30 seconds.
As Attorney General, I will make sure that I use all of my knowledge as the leader of the largest public defender office in the state in the complex area such as Philadelphia. I will make sure that I crack down on illegal distribution and illegal sales. There are too many guns that are accessible by people who should not have them, and we have far too long turned a blind eye to people who are selling them illegally. I know what that looks like, and I know how to target that appropriately. So I will ensure that all of the sales will be legal and will follow the common sense gun laws on the books.
Thank you.
And now Jim Millward.
Give us your assessment of Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. What do you think's working with his approach? What isn't? Again, each candidate has 30 seconds to respond. Keir, we'll start with you.
What I think works for his approach is he's righting some of the wrongs of the past. We understand the flaws of the justice system, and he's doing that by looking at cases that have been wrongfully convicted. What I think he needs to do a better job of is marketing exactly what he's doing and why, so that it tailors to all people that want safety. Sometimes he talks about the work that he's doing to free innocent people versus some of the work he's doing to protect the victims in this city. And I think he needs to send a message that he is a district attorney for all communities in making sure that people feel safe and comfortable with his policies and practices.
Next, we'll go to Jared Solomon.
Let's take a look at the record. On working with others, Mr. Krasner gets an F. On retail theft, prosecuting retail theft, F. On doing a look back, as Keir mentioned, to look for those folks who have been wrongly convicted, he gets an A. Making sure that finally we don't prosecute low-level drug offenses, he gets an A. And also, the failure to prosecute effectively and efficiently gun violence, he gets an F. He needs to do better for our city.
Thank you. Joe Kahn.
Look, if you want to find critical words for me about Larry Krasner, you can go back to 2017 when I ran against the guy. But that election is over, and we need to move past the election results and work with the reality that we're in right now. The attorney general needs to work with all 67 district attorneys, and that's what I'm going to do here in Pennsylvania. Now, I'm coming from Bucks County. It is the battleground county in Pennsylvania. We had the first ever partnership between a county solicitor and a district attorney, and that was between a Democrat and a Republican. I worked across party lines to work with my DA in Bucks County. I'm going to do that across Pennsylvania, including in Philadelphia.
Jack Stolzheimer.
Yeah, so Larry's my colleague as a fellow district attorney, and I agree with a lot of his values. We do need to reform our criminal justice system, but I do think some of his policies, or a lot of his policies, are really misguided. Jared mentioned the retail theft policy, where you can steal up to $499 in the city of Philadelphia without getting arrested. It's had a major, dramatically wrong impact. What I would say is also he needs to learn how to collaborate. It's not on the attorney general's job to collaborate with him. Larry has to start collaborating with other people in law enforcement.
And Eugene DePasquale.
Look, as Attorney General, my job will be to work with all 67 DAs across the state, specifically when it comes to the District Attorney of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner. I think he is, looking back at the wrongs of the past, I think he's been spot on. I think on criminal justice reform, I think he's taken a solid approach because that needed to be done. But on retail theft and violent crime, unacceptable. So as Attorney General, I'll work with him on those issues. But again, we cannot accept retail theft up to $500, and we cannot accept all the gun violence in the city. And as Attorney General, I'm going to work with the mayor and others that are willing to crack down on it to make sure people are better protected in the city of Philadelphia.
In December, Pennsylvania passed a law that gives a special prosecutor jurisdiction over crime on SEPTA. The Attorney General is tasked with appointing that position. The acting AG hasn't done so yet. Larry Krasner contends the law is unconstitutional. He says it subverts the will of voters in the city. Do you think this law should be implemented? And if so, will you appoint and oversee this position? We'll start with Joe Kahn.
Yeah, I mean, the current attorney general hasn't, and this is still getting sorted out. So I think in the meantime, we can say this is a terrible policy. This was pushed by the same people that I pleaded with to let Philadelphia and other cities pass common sense gun laws. These are the same folks who refused to provide SEPTA the funding it needs to have more police officers and to keep riders and workers safe. And it makes me outraged as someone who grew up in the city, who still has family in the city, to see the tragedies unfolding on SEPTA being used as political theater and what I see as a stunt that does nothing to keep Philadelphia or anywhere else more safe.
Joe, thank you. Eugene DePasquale.
Yeah, I think how the legislature approached this was wrong. I think there could have been a significantly better approach as someone that...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Public transportation to go to school. As a kid, it's important to me that we have public safety there. But there could have been a better approach. Having said that, if the courts say it is constitutional, I'll work with the district attorney and others to implement it as effectively as possible to make sure people riding SEPTA are protected and safe.
Keir Bradford Gray.
I want real public safety in our city. I live in this city, and I don't want a facade of public safety. And I do agree that this is a facade. To have one special prosecutor come in and cherry-pick cases is not going to solve our problems here in Philadelphia. We need to make sure that police have the resources that they need and make sure that the district attorney has the resources that they need. And any attorney general that has resources to help improve the quality of investigations so that the convictions are final, that's where we need to be. And I'll work with any district attorney to bring resources to their investigations so that we can make sure that our decisions are credible.
Jared Solomon.
I voted against Act 40. This is a continuation of the effort to impeach our district attorney. That was unconstitutional. My caucus chose me to stand against that unconstitutional move. This is along the same lines. This is simply an attempt to silence the voices, the voters, in Philadelphia. What we need to be doing is moving forward on the approach I'm taking in Northeast Philadelphia and common sense gun reforms.
Jack Stolsteimer.
Yeah, so SEPTA is critical to the economic health of our entire region, and we need to do everything we can to keep people safe on that transit system, including the workers. My dad was a SEPTA bus driver, so for me, this is personal. I spent most of my childhood on that system. I don't think this is the smartest approach. I would have, if the legislature asked me my opinion, I would have said put more money into transit police, have a police officer on buses, platforms, and trains. But I will use the powers, whatever the tools they give us in the toolbox, to save SEPTA and to protect the people who ride that system.
Thank you.
According to the ACLU, cash bail is the leading cause of the mass incarceration crisis in the United States. How will you ensure that bail amounts are fair and not overly burdensome for those awaiting trial while also ensuring public safety? We'll begin with Jared Solomon.
Yeah, great question. This is actually right on point where what the attorney general can do differently than the legislature. The attorney general can move fast, efficient, effective. The Maryland attorney general dealt with this by putting guidance to the appellate court that we're not going to hold people for low-level offenses by making sure we increase bail and basically hold them unconstitutionally simply because they owe low fees. What we need to do is take that action in Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eugene DePasquale.
Yeah, to me, this issue isn't very complicated. Is the person a threat to the community or are they a flight risk? If that's the case, you've got to have high standards for any bail. But if someone is in for a low-level offense, they simply can't afford bail, we can't unconstitutionally hold them. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's frustrating that we keep getting into an ideological struggle on this when there shouldn't be one. Are you a flight risk or a threat to the community? And if you're not, and it's a low-level offense, we should have a reasonable bail. And if they can't afford it, we cannot unconstitutionally hold people. And that's what I'll fight for as Attorney General.
Jack Stolzheimer.
Yeah. As somebody who's actually the chief law enforcement officer of the fifth largest county, let me tell you, the ACLU is wrong. Cash bail is not the reason why mass incarceration is happening in this country. What we do every single day in Delaware County and how we've reduced our county prison population by an astonishing 40% is we review each case. We sit down with the public defender's office, with defense counsel, after a judge makes a decision on bail and determine if that person should have been released, why they haven't been. That's how you work this. It's been done by prosecutors working in collaboration with judges and the defense counsel.
Joe Kahn.
So I served as a federal prosecutor for 10 years, and in every single case where we charged someone and they were brought into court, we asked two questions. Is this person dangerous, and is this person a flight risk? And if the answer was no, then we didn't hold that person in jail because they were poor. And there's no reason we can't have a system like that in Pennsylvania, but the reality is we don't. We have wildly inconsistent results across Pennsylvania, and what's needed are two things. Statewide leadership with someone who has the credibility to advocate for a better way, and reform from the legislature. And that's an area where I can provide the leadership as Attorney General to make sure that we have a better system in Pennsylvania.
Keir Bradford Gray.
So this is an area that I've worked directly on. And when I was the chief public defender, we started to push for a better process by which to make decisions on cash bail, because the issue is in the process. And this is where you need practitioners who understand the system enough to make sure that we have the ability to make individual assessments based on fact, not assumption. And so we changed the rules and the procedures to put a new system in place where there could be a second look and an opportunity to information gather to make better decisions on the front end and provide alternatives to low-level offenders.
Candidates, thank you. We're hearing from the Democrats running for Attorney General of Pennsylvania. More than 5,100 people in the state died from a drug overdose in 2022, and more than a quarter of those deaths were in Philadelphia. But the opioid crisis is not confined to the big cities. The number of fatal overdoses has been above 4,000 every year since 2016. As Attorney General, what would you do differently from your predecessors to address what seems to be an intractable problem? And we'll start with Eugene DePasquale.
Yes, this is another area where this issue is personal to me. Not only have I seen my dad's issue with drug addiction, but I've lost family members due to the opioid epidemic as well. As Auditor General, I investigated all of our drug rehabilitation programs to find out what worked and what didn't. So specifically, as Attorney General, with the opioid settlement dollars, I will fight to make sure that those settlement dollars go to the rehabilitation programs that work to make sure that people get the treatment they need and they can get their lives back.
Eugene, thanks. Jack Stolzheimer, 30 seconds.
Yeah, so what I've done in Delaware County is change our war on drugs into a more holistic war on addiction. I started by decriminalizing the personal possession of marijuana. Nobody's getting arrested for having 30 grams, a couple of joints in Delaware County anymore. At the same time, I sued successfully under the same consumer protection law the Attorney General is empowered to use. The opioid distributors brought $62 million home for our people with substance use disorder, and I took $20 million worth of fentanyl off the streets of Delaware County last year. Very proud of a holistic approach. That's what we need to do as Attorney General.
Jack, thank you. Jared Solomon.
As a securities and antitrust lawyer, I did this work, taking on the biggest corporations out there, and I would take on those opioid manufacturers directly, head on. I would take the approach of the Colorado Attorney General, where he basically said, we're going to take a community-based approach. We're going to figure out who the best performers in neighborhoods are that can reduce drug use distribution. And then as we get settlements, we're going to drive those dollars right to prevention and treatment for proven workers in community that get results.
Sure, thanks. Joe Kahn.
So I never met my grandfather because he lost his battle with addiction when my mom was 10. So when I found out that these big pharma companies were lying about opioids and had caused so much damage across Pennsylvania, I made a shift after 16 years as a prosecutor and started suing these companies on behalf of local communities like the city of Allentown. That's the work that brought me to Bucks County, where we got the largest possible amount of recovery to address this issue. And I've learned that local solutions need to drive this issue. And I will use my county level experience as a prosecutor and a solicitor to make sure the AG's office provides these counties the support
they
need.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keir Bradford, great.
So I've worked closely with the people who are struggling with the addiction problems, and I understand that there's more wraparound issues than just the addiction. And so we need to address mental health. We need to address stability issues. But also, we need to make sure that we are supplying models that actually work for treatment. Right now, we have a model that is based on outpatient treatment, and we need more inpatient treatment. That is where the Department of Behavioral Health made a different a decision to go in a different direction. I know what people need, and I will make sure we have the models that work, and those who are in the business of doing that will be held accountable for it.
Thank you.
In Philadelphia, the opioid crisis has ravaged Kensington and what has been called a failed containment strategy. What can the Attorney General's office do to end the sense of lawlessness and tragedy that happens there on a daily basis? We'll start with Joe Kahn.
And just to build on my answer, thanks for the question. This is a great example of where addressing these local issues requires working collaboratively with all the local leaders. So in Philadelphia, that includes not just the district attorney, but the mayor, the police commissioners. And that's where the attorney general is uniquely positioned to be a neutral ground where we can bring people together. And in my experience, government is most effective not only when we cut through the red tape and bring different government agencies together, but when we bring the community in. And so that's what I think the attorney general can best be suited to do, is to provide that support to communities like Philadelphia, specifically in Kensington.
Thank you. Jared Solomon.
It's really sad. This is a forgotten part of our city, and our mayor is trying to address this head on. If you look at the crisis, you have so many nonprofits who are playing to their own boards, trying to meet their own metrics, yet every single day people are dying. We need to really figure out those actors that really deliver results for people and drive resources to them, so we can get results for the people in Kensington who are suffering every day.
Thank you. Eugene DePasquale.
It is a forgotten part of the city, and it's unacceptable. And I know what it's like to try to help people that have been forgotten. There's my investigation as Auditor General that found over 3,000 untested rape kits. Through the work of myself, my team, in collaboration with law enforcement and victims, we cleared that backlog and we brought justice. It's that same type of collaborative approach I'll take with the mayor, the police department, and other community leaders to make sure that we crack down on this. It's unacceptable. Nobody will be forgotten by me as Attorney General.
Keir Bradford Gray.
This is an area that we have to really think deeply, because we have to find models that actually work. Right now, we are using our justice system to take care of people in this situation, but they're coming right back out to the same area. We need therapeutic models such as the one that they have in New York, where they do have a way to harm reduction in a therapeutic setting. It looks like a hospital. And that's what we need here. If we're going to be serious about treating this problem, we need different outlets and alternatives to deal with this in a therapeutic way. And we can't just use our prison systems to warehouse people until we let them back out weeks later.
Jack Stolzheimer.
Yeah, so one of the major functions of the Office of the Pennsylvania Attorney General is to fight illegal narcotics. It's one of the mandates of the office. In fact, each county has a narcotics task force that operates under the authority of the Attorney General. I operate the one in Delaware County on behalf of the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. So what the Attorney General needs to do is bring resources to the table, but work in collaboration with the local folks there, both the community and the police officers who work and do that job every single day in Kensington need to be at the table to help solve the problem.
According to the DEA, 4 out of 5 drug overdoses in Philadelphia in 2022 involved fentanyl. Now fentanyl is being mixed with the powerful animal tranquilizer xylazine, often referred to as Trank. In addition to death, the combination is causing serious wounds, loss of limb, and, as one official put it, creating scenes out of The Walking Dead. What's your strategy to protect against these dangerous drugs? Keir Bradford Gray.
Well, one, we really have to go after the dealers in terms of where it's coming in and when it's coming in. And this is something that I know very, very well, and I can use all of my understanding to target that appropriately. But also, we're going to have to do the same thing that we're doing with opioid. We're going to have to address the reasons why people are taking to these drugs. And it's more than just wanting to use it for recreation. There's a lot of mental health issues that are adaptive masking that are causing people to choose this type of life so that they can escape some of the issues that they're dealing with. We have to be real about what people are going through and how we can provide them real systemic issues, change, so that we can deal with their drug abuse.
Eugene DePasquale.
Yeah, we have to take a comprehensive approach to this. Look, we have to try to do our part to reduce demand and to crack down on the supply. You can't do one without the other. And when it comes to cracking down on the supply, that means we need to work with the Justice Department, other state attorneys general across the country, and with whatever border enforcement that we have. And when it comes to supply coming into the state, and when it comes to the demand side, we need to get people the help they need, because these drugs are so dangerous. One usage could lead to death. We need to make sure people know the stakes and get them the help they need.
Jack Stolsteimer.
Yeah, you're right. Fentanyl is now the drug of choice in the streets in our region. And it does take a collaborative effort, including the feds trying to stop this stuff from coming in from Mexico and from China. And it is brutal to see people who are addicted to this stuff. As I mentioned earlier, I run the Narcotics Task Force in Delaware County under the Attorney General's authority. We're using every tool in the toolbox. We're not just arresting people for small amounts of marijuana anymore. We're going after big-time drug dealers. That's how we took $20 million of fentanyl and over 100 guns off the streets of Delaware County last year.
Jared Solomon.
Certainly true. We need to go after those that are supplying, but we also need to look really broadly about this on this issue. What I'm doing in Northeast Philadelphia in our Northeast Services Hub is providing the services that people need who are dealing with mental health crisis, addiction, that emergency level where they need treatment. We're providing the wraparound services that people need in terms of workforce development, mental health, housing, and the like, to make sure people get the services they need in their communities.
Joe Kahn.
It's a great question, and I agree with much of what my colleagues have said. I also think it's important for us to take a step back as we look at every issue that we're talking about today and answer the question, what can the Attorney General uniquely do? We're not running to be the 68th District Attorney, and we're not running to be the Chief Legislator. And the Attorney General's office has unique powers to take on some of these aspects of this problem, such as the supply chain. Only in the U.S. Attorney's Office can you actually gather the kind of intelligence that is necessary to solve this problem, to address what's actually happening, and use the power of that office to stop it.
Thank you.
Candidates, thank you. We're going to shift into a lightning round of questions. You've all said recreational marijuana should be legal in Pennsylvania. Are there other drugs that are currently illegal that you think should be legalized? We'll go across the row, starting with Eugene DePasquale.
Yeah, in 2017, I came out for the regulation and taxation of marijuana. I think it should be legal. Obviously, that's up to the legislature. As Attorney General, it will be at the bottom of the priority scale. People will not be prosecuted
besides marijuana,
for marijuana. Sure. Yeah. But besides marijuana, the answer is no.
Joe Kahn.
I can't think of any.
Jared Solomon.
Yeah, let's start with marijuana first.
Jack Stolsteimer.
No other drug should be legalized.
Here, Bradford Gray.
Anything with a medicinal value where experts have deemed it probable for help with physical or mental health issues.
Any examples?
Yeah, so there are now studies looking at the impacts of mushrooms. And so looking at that with the experts to ensure that there is some medicinal value to that, that is actually going to help people rather than debilitate them.
Many people being arrested for illegal guns in Philadelphia are under age 18. Should those kids face charges as adults? We'll start with Keir Bradford Gray.
It depends on why they're using the gun or why they possess the gun. There are so many kids that have a gun just because their friends have one, and they are now too accessible for them. So these are attractive nuisances, and we've got to treat each case individually.
Thank you. Jack Stolsteimer.
As prosecutors, we enforce the law. The law in Pennsylvania determines whether or not a juvenile with a firearm committing a crime is charged in the adult system or the juvenile system. We enforce the law.
Jared Solomon.
Depends on the situation, but our justice system always needs a healthy dose of mercy. So we would look at a fact-specific case-based approach.
Joe Kahn.
Yeah, it does depend on the situation. If you're talking about a minor who is caught in possession of a firearm, that's something that's going to be much more likely to be handled in the juvenile system. A minor who is using a gun to kill someone or to commit a violent crime, that's something that's likely to be addressed in the criminal system.
And Eugene DePasquale.
Yeah, it depends on the facts of the case. Possession versus trying to use it in a violent way. Possession, juvenile, but if you try to use it in a violent way, there's going to be stiff penalties.
Still to come as the Democrats debate, we will hear from the Republicans in the race, and we will also prosecute the case against the candidates. First, though, it's a check of the roads from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
All right, thanks a lot, Ian. Now, we do have stop traffic now for an opening to Coney-Palmyra Bridge northbound ship. Looks like ship has passed, so they should be completing this shortly. The rest of the major roads, just lots of volume, 95 southbound heavy from Academy to the Vine Street Expressway. Northbound, not too bad. Schuylkill Expressway just generally jammed in spots in both directions between 476 and University Avenue. Pennsylvania Turnpike heading eastbound, approaching Fort Washington. A little bit of a delay, report of a construction cone that fell off a truck in the right lane. Westbound just slow with volume, Willow Grove to Fort Washington. Busy on 422 eastbound, past Collegeville to 202. That's just volume. And the Blue Route north and south, generally jammed between Upper Darby and 95. That's pretty typical. And then New Jersey, slow rides now on 295 in both directions. Between the Whitehorse Pike and 42, 42 north, a bit busy. Route 41 up to 295. And not seeing any major problems around Wilmington, Delaware. Mass Transit does look okay. Ian, we'll send it back over to you.
And now, back to the Democratic primary debate for Pennsylvania Attorney General, live on KYW News Radio.
Along with our community impact reporter Raquel Williams and Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert, I'm Ian Bush. As we mentioned at the start of the debate, the AG has a broad remit. It's not just crime. They can have an impact on social issues and public policy. Candidates, what do you foresee as your signature issue? What would you focus on the job? You'll have 30 seconds to answer, and we will start with Joe Kahn.
I mean, the first thing that's never been done before is to create a housing justice unit. We all know that the housing crisis impacts every community in Pennsylvania, rural, urban, and suburban. And it requires someone that wants to be held accountable for what they do or don't do. And I'm here to raise my hand to say that the Attorney General is going to use the unique powers of that office to take on the issue. And then more broadly, I want to continue the great work being done to prosecute environmental crimes, but rethink that mission as one of environmental justice. It's one of the reasons I've been endorsed by the Clean Air Council's political arm, and one of the reasons we're going to do things to protect this planet using our Environmental Rights Amendment as a superpower.
Joe, thank you. Eugene DePasquale.
Yes, we have to start by protecting our democracy. That's job number one. And then beyond that, I've made it clear I have three priorities. I'm going to protect abortion rights, take on the crooks trying to scam our seniors every single day, and also be the environmental attorney general. That is my background in the legal world, and no one should have toxic water and toxic air, and I'll make sure that we take on people that are polluting our air and water as your attorney general.
Eugene, thank you. Jared Solomon.
We're going to get back to the roots of our Democratic Party, really take on those big corporations that are not trying to help people in our communities. The most vulnerable, our seniors and our kids, by taking on the opioid manufacturers, by taking on the healthcare industry that's trying to decrease healthcare access, and by taking on those gun manufacturers to make sure that we protect citizens throughout the state.
Jared, thank you. Keir Bradford Gray.
We're going to give children a fighting chance to thrive. We're going to make sure that families have financial protections, and we're going to make sure that families have the opportunity to have health care access, whether that is physical health or mental health. We're going to look at how the environment is impacting health care, and we're going to go after those who are impacting the clean air and clean water that we are supposed to have. But we're also going to look at illegal gun distribution, because that is a problem that is really driving some of the gun violence that we see. If kids can't get access to guns, they can't use them in ridiculous ways.
Sure, thank you. Jack Stolzheimer.
I'm going to do, for Attorney General, what I've done in Delaware County, the same priorities. I started day one by starting the first environmental crimes unit in any district attorney's office in Pennsylvania. And I'm suing big chemical companies right now over the forever chemicals they put in our bodies and our drinking waters. I'm the only one here who actually took legal action to try to stop the Dobbs decision before the U.S. Supreme Court. And the most important fights I've made that I'm going to be passionate about are wage theft and the work I've done in the city of Chester to stop the gun violence. I'm going to do that for every community in Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Jack.
State attorneys general can act as a bulwark for or against the agenda of the president. For instance, under former Attorney General Tom Corbett, Pennsylvania sued to try to stop Obamacare. As Attorney General, now Governor Shapiro, sued the Trump administration many times for issues including access to contraception, minimum wage, and the results of the 2020 election. If Donald Trump wins in November, why should you be the one Democratic voters would want in the AG's office? We'll start with Jack Stolzheimer.
Well, first of all, I have a record as the District Attorney of Delaware County, standing up for people in hard fights. And it will be a difficult time as Attorney General of Pennsylvania if Donald Trump becomes President of the United States. I think it's going to be tough for our country. I just do not believe that people want to go back to the kind of craziness he brought for 4 years as President of the United States. But if that's what the will of the voters is, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania is going to have to do everything he can to protect the principles and the values of the people of Pennsylvania. And I think I've done a pretty good job of doing that the last 4 years as DA.
Jack,
I know I can
you.
Do as Attorney General. Thank you.
Jared Solomon.
Courage. I have it. And as Trump comes back to Pennsylvania, we know this is a national fight. These are the national issues that Democrats need to rally around. I've pushed back on attacks on voting rights and abortion access, and I will take that approach to make sure we protect Pennsylvanians on these fundamental rights and freedoms right here in our Commonwealth.
Joe Kahn.
I'm the Democrat who took on Donald Trump and won. In 2020, he didn't just try to throw out our votes in Bucks County. He tried to do that in counties across Pennsylvania. And I united county solicitors from the west to the east to fight him, not just in the lower courts. We fought him all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and we won. And God forbid he wins this election. We know what he's coming for. We know the rights he wants to roll back. We're going to need an attorney general who understands the Pennsylvania Constitution, which is going to be our firewall against that. And this is personal for me. If Donald Trump had been president, when my dad, a Muslim immigrant, wanted to come here, I wouldn't be here. I'm going to fight for all Pennsylvanians like they're my family.
Eugene DePasquale.
Yes, this is one of the main reasons the Philadelphia Inquirer endorsed my candidacy, because I have a record of being tough and fair on everybody. When I was Auditor General, I took on Governor Corbett, but when he's right, I said it. Same thing with Tom Wolf. Look, I'm a proud Democrat, voted for Tom Wolf twice. But when I thought the Wolf administration was wrong, I took them on as well. I'll do the exact same approach as Attorney General, regardless of who the president is. Look, I'll be voting for Joe Biden, but that's up to the voters. At the end of the day, I will protect Pennsylvanians no matter who the president is, particularly on democracy, abortion rights, and the environment.
Keir Bradford Gray.
So I believe the Attorney General is going to have to do everything she can to ensure that people are protected. And I have the track record and the courage and the success record to show that I have what it takes to go against very well-resourced systems and win. Every battle that I've had has been a battle that needed to be won by someone who looked like David against Goliath. I was that David, and I had won against those wrongs, even when they had the credibility on their side. So you're going to need someone that has had the courage, the commitment, and a legal acumen to get these things done.
Thank you.
It's one thing to make a good plan. It's another to be a decision maker who can assemble a competent team and execute a vision. What sets you apart as a leader who the people of Pennsylvania can trust? We'll start with Jared Solomon.
Absolutely, because I have that expansive view of the powers of the Attorney General. This is not just the day-to-day on environmental protection and civil rights and the like. The Attorney General has broad, expansive power to force fundamental changes. I've done it in my neighborhood. I've done it in my country by serving in the Army and the Guard. And I've showed time and time again how transformational change can work by when you take on the establishment, take on special interests, bring together a network of folks to force those changes.
Thank you, Jared. Eugene DePasquale.
When I ran for Auditor General for the first time, a lot of people thought I couldn't accomplish nearly what I said I was going to do. But I won, put together the right team, ran a complicated state agency, and completed basically every campaign promise. Because I knew how to put together a good team and run a complicated state agency. So I was overwhelmingly reelected, even though Donald Trump carried the state. That's the same type of approach I'll take as Attorney General. I know how to put the right team together. I know how to execute a plan, and I know how to fulfill campaign promises. I've done it before, and I'll do
Thank
it
you,
again.
Thank you, Eugene. Keir Bradford Gray.
So I'm the only one that's led a very large organization here with a large budget. I probably have led more people than all four of my opponents combined. I have been the operational and transformational leader that not only the city needed, but the state needed. I have changed the structure of an organization to make sure that its delivery matched the needs of the people that we were serving. And I have influenced the justice system by the role of the public defender in the city, as well as the state and the nation. I am the leader that the citizens of the Commonwealth needs.
Jack Stolsteimer.
Yeah, so I'm the only candidate here who's actually had the experience of running a law enforcement agency. I am the district attorney, the chief law enforcement officer of the fifth largest county in Pennsylvania. I was elected, as you know, Jim, in a very tough election 4 years ago, where I promised not only to be tough on crime, but to be smart on crime as well. And I've accomplished everything I've set out to do, which is why I'm running for Attorney General. I'm the one who led the effort to deprivatize our only privately run prison in Pennsylvania. I reduced its population by 40%, and I brought gun violence down in the city of Chester by 70%. I have experience to win this race.
Joe Kahn.
After 16 years as a prosecutor leading attorneys in the space of criminal justice, I started a new chapter, came to Bucks County, and was credited by the county commissioners of Pennsylvania for, quote, redefining the role of county solicitor. We did things in Bucks County that had never been done before in county government. We created a law department that didn't exist that became one of the best in the country, the first in America to get the gold standard for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and a county government that established rights in consumer protection, environmental justice, and criminal justice that had never been done before. That's what we can do on a statewide level with the AG's office.
Thank you, Joe.
Candidates, thank you all. The Democratic primary debate for Pennsylvania Attorney General continues after a look at the drive from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll start things off on the bridges. Tacony-Palmyra Bridge looks like just completed the opening. Traffic is moving again, but still slow in both directions. Ben Franklin Bridge jammed up in the Philadelphia, just volume. Lots of volume through Center City on the Vine, both directions, river to river. 95, busy southbound, Cottman to the Vine Street Expressway, but no reported incidents. And Schuylkill Expressway, it's the Schuylkill at 843, just generally jammed, especially both directions between City Avenue and University Avenue. A lot of traffic in and around University City right now. And the Boulevard southbound, slowed traffic past Broad Street down to 76. Blue Route, busy north and south, Upper Darby to 95. Pennsylvania Turnpike, very slow ride this morning, heading westbound halfway to Willow Grove. You'll slow down all the way to Fort Washington, and then 422 jammed up eastbound past Collinsville to 202. It's all volume, though. And then in New Jersey, fairly quiet, slight delay, 42 north, Route 41 to 295, 295 north. Just a little bit busy from 42 to the White Horse Pike. Mass Transit is not reporting any major trouble. Ian, back over to you.
We are back with the Democrats who want to be the next Attorney General of Pennsylvania. First, of course, they have to win the primary on Tuesday, and then comes a Republican challenger in November. The Republican Party-backed candidate is David Sunday, the York County District Attorney.
My sole purpose for this is mission-based. I'm solely running because I have a son who's in third grade. I'm deathly afraid of the world he's going to grow up in. And what I'm bringing to this is my mission and understanding that if the community is not safe, then nothing else matters.
Sunday's competitor in the Republican primary is Craig Williams, the state representative for part of Chester and Delaware counties.
When it comes to issues like bail reform, the attorney general and the attorney general's office is going to be the lead advocate for law enforcement and for law and order. And I am not in favor of anything that's going to take a violent criminal after arrest and give them the cleanest opportunity to get back on the streets right away.
One of you Democrats ultimately will face these sorts of arguments in the general election. So we're asking you now to explain in 45 seconds why you're the best candidate to win statewide while responding to the kind of attack you might hear from Republicans. We'll start with Eugene DePasquale. You say you've won statewide as Auditor General, but you've also run for Congress and lost. You've never worked as a prosecutor, defense lawyer, or trial lawyer. Aren't you just a professional politician who's not ready to be Attorney General?
First of all five of us have the guts to show up and do a debate, which Dave Sunday didn't have the guts to do. So you can't be the chief law enforcement officer. You don't even have the guts to show up and debate your opponent. So that's number one. Number two, Mr. Sunday has a failed record as a York District Attorney. I'll be happy to take that on if I'm the nominee. Beyond that, I've run a lot of tough state investigations. There's my investigation found over 3,000 untested rape kits. Working together with victims, we cleared that backlog. We brought justice to victims. It was my investigation and found 58,000 unanswered phone calls to the child abuse hotline. Any single one of those calls could have been life or death for a child. But we fixed that system, and I made sure that our children were better protected. And following the horrific shooting at Stoneman Douglas, I led the school safety task force to make sure our schools were better protecting our students. That's the type of leadership I'll bring as Attorney General.
Jared Solomon, you voted against legislation that would have a special prosecutor investigate crimes on SEPTA, but you supported a bill in 2019 to give the Attorney General's office the ability to prosecute gun crimes if a DA, like Larry Krasner, declined to. That's a key tenet of Republican Craig Williams' campaign. So for you, which is it? Are you trying to have it both ways?
Let me talk about why I'm best qualified, which is because in a general election, my military background, that's going to bring in those that are more focused on patriotism than politics. There are over 800,000 veterans in Pennsylvania. We're going to bring them in. Secondly, my courage. I don't come from a political sponsor, any type of political camp. I come from, and my views are based on where the people are. That's why I've taken on all the political power brokers and elites in our city and state. People want that genuineness, that authenticity. And that's what I've showed in that example, Jim. I did what was right. I argued for the gun violence task force because it reduces crime and it's a model that works.
Keir Bradford Gray, Pennsylvania is a purple state tinged with blue these days. Are the people of Pennsylvania ready for a public defender from Philadelphia as the state's top law enforcement officer and prosecutor? And are you too progressive to appeal to centrist Republicans and Democrats?
Yes, so thank you for that question. One, I am a very practical person, and I think anyone who understands the role that I've had in the justice system and how I applied the law would want me on their team when they're looking at how to really go after the threats. I can provide insight that no other person can because I understand not only how crime occurs, but why it occurs. I also have a track record of success of being a well-respected trial lawyer and a well-respected leader. That is what Pennsylvanians need, and that's what's been resonating. I also do believe that my diversity on this ticket will bring more people out. The fact that there are no women that are running in the Democratic primary, except for me, is really resonating with women all across the state. And women are the super voters, and they will band together. And I do believe we're going to need someone like me to help out the top of the ticket so that we can make sure that more Democrats are participating.
Thank you. Joe Kahn, a recent news release from your campaign highlighted your work to oust Republican school board members from Central Bucks who wanted to restrict student access to sexualized content in books. Do you regret your decision to lean into culture wars? It could cost you a broader coalition of voters.
It wasn't about leaning into cultural wars. It was about standing up as a parent. The reason that I was inspired to get involved in our school board elections is that school boards in the past had been really a pillar of what made Central Bucks County great. And instead, these radicals took over our schools. They started pushing these cultural wars into my kids' schools. And that's what inspired so many of us to rise up against the Moms for Liberty. I'm proud that we took that fight on because I understand that when you're telling teachers that you're going to take a pride flag out of a classroom because that might make a kid who's at risk of hurting themselves feel more safe, that that's a threat to the safety of the children in my kids' schools and across Bucks County. So I am so proud of the fact that we not only kicked those extremists out of our school board, but so many of those advocates who were with me are now part of our grassroots army for the Attorney General campaign.
Thank you.
Jack Stolsteimer, you boast about the success you've had with community partnerships in reducing gun violence in Chester, but there's been an increase in violent crimes in towns like Upper Darby and Yeadon. Is it in part because, as your Republican opponent last year said, you're too focused on ending cash bail and reducing the county prison population than actually prosecuting criminals?
No, and by the way, you should know that I beat my Republican opponent last year in my reelection campaign by the highest number of votes any candidate has ever gotten in the history of Delaware County for this office. So most of the things she said were pretty ridiculous, and most people understood that, which is why Republicans, Independents, and Democrats all voted for me for reelection. We have seen an increase in crime in places like Yeadon and Chester, Upper Darby, that abut the city of Philadelphia. We're bringing the same approach now under new leadership in the Upper Darby Township. The new mayor is a strong supporter of our focused deterrence efforts. We're making a difference in those towns as well. We're going to do it all across Pennsylvania. What I'm focused on is public safety balanced with criminal justice reform. We can do both. We need to do both. And we will do both when I'm Attorney General.
Candidates, one lightning round question for you. Do you support deploying the National Guard to Kensington, as Mayor Parker has suggested, as a drug and crime-fighting tool? We'll start with Keir Bradford Gray. Yes or no?
I'd say no.
Jack Stolsteimer.
It's really a question for the governor, but I don't think it's really within their mission.
Jared Solomon.
As an administrative support services, but not as boots on the ground.
Joe Kahn.
I don't think that's for me to say.
Eugene DePasquale.
It's the governor's decision, but I would lean towards no.
Just ahead, as the Democrats debate, the candidates become the questioners. That's after another check of the roads from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. No big change with this report, just lots of volume out there cutting through Center City right now. Vine Street Expressway slow, both directions, river to river. 95, a lot of traffic heading south of the northeast from Academy to Girard Avenue. Northbound still pretty quiet. It's been a decent morning. 422, heavy delay eastbound from Collegeville to just past Oaks. Then there's a brief break and then jams up again near Trooper. Not sure if something's going on there. Pennsylvania Turnpike heading west, busy Willow Grove to Fort Washington. The earlier construction cone that was in the right lane eastbound past Mid-County has been cleared, so that delay rapidly diminishing. Blue Route north and south slow between Upper Darby and 95. And the Schuylkill Expressway is still pretty heavy in and out of the city, especially between City Avenue, University Avenue, and no major trouble reported on any of the drives right now. And traffic moving again on the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge from an earlier open. Still a residual delay in New Jersey 42 North, just slow from Route 41 to the approach to 295. Mass Transit remains on or close to schedule. Eden, back over to you.
The Democrats running for Attorney General of Pennsylvania are in our studios, and now we're going to put them to work. So candidates, you'll choose one of your competitors. You will get to ask them one question, and they will have 45 seconds to respond. Jack Stolsteimer, you are the first questioner.
Sure. So, Jared, I'd like to ask you a question. Those of us in law enforcement, we're currently trying to fight the scourge of these illegal skill games that are popping up everywhere in Pennsylvania. Our state police have said that they are stealing money from our lottery fund. City Council in Philadelphia is trying to ban them in the city. According to Spotlight PA, you just took a $25,000 contribution from those same illegal skill game operators. How do you square that? I guess you have part of your day job as a state representative, which you're also running for that position as well. What promises have you made to those skill game operators in return for that contribution?
I appreciate the question, Jack, and none. Everyone that supports me knows that I cannot be bought. I don't play favorites, and that's why I take every issue as they come and deliver. That's why I have broad-based support on skill games in our city and throughout the Commonwealth. This could be a really valuable opportunity in allowing for resources to come to our small businesses and drive resources throughout our neighborhoods to build capacity in neighborhood organizations and to really drive some positive change.
Jared, thank you. Keir Bradford Gray, a question.
Yes, so my question is for Jack. Jack, you take a lot of credit for reducing the prison population and reducing gun violence, but how much credit can you give to the other justice partners and, of course, community partners that are a part of this program? Being a practitioner in this system, I do know the role that the public defender plays in reducing the prison population and bringing important information to the district attorney so that they can together figure out what it should in fact happen. But you never really talk about the other partners when you talk about your accomplishments.
Well, thank you for the question, I think. First of all, as I've said many times, and Jim, everybody knows this who's listening, I always talk about the partnerships in the city of Chester that we have done together to reduce the gun violence. It's been bringing the community and police together that has made the difference. I knew we weren't going to arrest our way out of the problem, and we weren't going to solve it just with public and social programs. It's the bringing them together that the force multiplier that has made such a difference. In terms of reforming the criminal justice system, of course, we do work with the public defender, we work with the courts, and I've always been very collaborative. I think that's one thing people know about me in Delaware County. But the district attorney is the leader, is the chief law enforcement officer. So we do all of the cases in Delaware County, not the 60% of the cases the public defender
Jack,
has.
Thank you. Jared Solomon, a question from you.
Keir, we've become friends on the campaign, and it's a perfect time to ask a personal question in front of the whole Delaware Valley. So I guess what is it like to be, one, the only woman running as a statewide candidate for attorney general? And two, what is it like to be the only African-American candidate running for attorney general?
Thank you for that question, Jared. That's why I like you. I really think that it is one that has tried to fight for the value and credibility that I so deserve because I have been a major player in the system's leadership, but also making sure that my credibility and my qualifications are not devalued by people that don't really understand or value what I bring to the table. So, because many people aren't used to seeing a woman at the top position, and especially a woman of color, they often raise the bar and standards that are different than others, than my predecessors. And I just have fought for the same equality that people are willing to give others who are running for this role, but also looking at my track record of success and making sure that what I'm saying is valid just because it is true versus that it's coming out of my mouth and I don't look like the quintessential person that usually goes for this role.
Keir, thank you. Joe Kahn, a question.
Thanks. My question is for my friend Jack. Jack, we both have served as prosecutors both at the federal level, even briefly together at a time, and at the county level. And we've talked on the campaign trail a lot about the importance for the Democratic nominee to beat the Republican argument that we're somehow soft on crime. We haven't talked as much about the importance of having prosecutorial experience in managing the AG's office and setting policy in the AG's office. Can you share your views on the importance of that experience in leading the office?
Sure, Joe. Thanks for the question. Yeah, you and I both honorably served together. I'm not sure if we were in this at the same time. I left in June of 2006 in the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm a little bit older than Joe, and I think I'm probably the oldest guy at this table. So on that happy note, you know, leadership is really about bringing people together. I've been proud to be the District Attorney of Delaware County. I was elected, as I mentioned earlier, twice now, to be the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the county. So having the opportunity to put together a team that's been successful at the county level gives me the assurance that I can do that at the state level as well. And quite frankly, I've gotten a chance over the last 4 years to partner with Attorney General Shapiro and Attorney General Henry on a lot of initiatives. So I know a lot about the office, and I'm looking forward to being the leader.
Jack, thank you. A question from Eugene DePasquale.
Yeah, I feel bad Joe was left out. So, Joe, I'll throw this question to you. And I'm trying to be fair here to everybody. And I know you're fighting like the Dickens for it to be you. But if you are not the nominee, will you support the Democratic nominee for Attorney General?
Yeah, it's a real softball. That's an easy one, Eugene, because as I think we all agree, any one of us would be infinitely better suited to lead Pennsylvania as Attorney General than the Republican nominee. And while I think Jack and I agree that it's important that we win that argument on public safety and that we not allow our party to be tagged as soft on crime or unserious about public safety, the reason that Republicans want this office back is to roll back our rights, the right to abortion, the right to a clean environment, and the right to vote. And there's no doubt in my mind that the people on the stage, whatever our experiences, share the right values in terms of making sure that we are not going to allow that. And so absolutely, the day after the election, I know that we will all come together to rally and make sure we keep this office in November.
Joe, thank you. Quickly and no equivocating, if you couldn't vote for yourself in this primary, which candidate would you vote for? Keir.
It's tough. I'd say there's two people that are a little favorite, Jared and Eugene.
Jack.
I'd vote for any of them.
Jared.
Keir.
Joe.
Yeah, I'd vote for anyone.
Eugene.
Yeah, I'd vote for anyone.
Our thanks to Keir Bradford Gray, Eugene DePasquale, Joe Kahn, Jack Stolzheimer, and Jared Solomon running for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General of Pennsylvania. You will hear more throughout the day here on KYW News Radio, including from the Republicans in the race. Again, we tried to stage a GOP debate, but the party-backed candidate declined. Primary day in PA is next Tuesday, the 23rd. After you cast your ballot, join us for live coverage through the night as the results come in right here on 103.9 FM.